This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, is your dongle still in? You still got your dongle?
Yeah, you want it out?
Yeah, you got to take it out. Yeah, that's for the Zoom call with Scott. Because then otherwise you can't hear what everyone's, you know, all the stuff people are saying.
Oh, were you guys trying to tell me stuff?
Well, you know, give you a heads up that there's 1 minute left in the song, that kind of stuff.
I didn't hear that. No, yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll leave my little thingy.
Yeah, don't lose your dongle, though, Ben. You need it.
I got a bunch of these. I actually use them for a couple different reasons, so they're good.
So they're handy. Good to know.
Uh-huh. All right. So you want to do some texts?
Sure, let's do it.
By the way, I have a full blue sunny sky overhead now, so it looks like the overcast is burning off and that summer day I promised is coming your way.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Still, you don't have, it's not clear there?
No, totally socked in.
Oh, jeez.
I'm hearing some kind of a... You hear that? Am I the only one who hears it?
Bryn.
Oh, Bryn.
That was me.
Jesus, Bryn.
You can watch him. You see him duck down. You're like, oh, yeah, he's playing with buttons.
My bad.
Doing something over there. All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys, so feel free to text us anytime. We love your opinions. And even, you know, look, we get the occasional negative one, and we can take it. It's fine.
Oh.
I trip out on, you know... Anyone who does anything in a public forum, especially now with, you know, all of the different, you know, places you can put your opinion, it seems you'd think people would be more capable of handling or thicker skinned.
I'm not.
Seem to be the,
it hurts me every time. No,
really?
I feel like I come out, I got 1,000 knives in my ribs.
Oh. 707 is suggesting we watch Preacher on Hulu.
Oh, all okay. Right. Thank you.
Another 707 is suggesting, do Zoom play dates or FaceTime? We were talking earlier about the fact that because our kids are still staying in, they're not going out and seeing friends. We're trying to keep from catching coronavirus in this house. I know everyone's got an opinion on that. It's all right. Have one. This is what we're doing. And I'm not asking you to do it for me or help me with it.
Right. I'm just
doing what I'm doing.
Just letting you know.
Anyway, the point is that, yes, my kids are trapped inside and consider me their play friend. I find myself in the middle of things all the time and going, doesn't it look like I'm doing something over here? What is the deal?
But you don't want to be a jerk, you know. It is your kid.
No, I try to make sure that I do stuff with them each day for sure, but there is a point where I go, nah, dad's done. Go find something to do. Read a book, play your piano. Lock yourself in your room. I don't play with your dolls. They're so important. Yeah. Go play with them.
Yeah.
So
you had to have it.
Well, it becomes like, you know, look, I only can do so much of this. I realize, you know, we're trapped and no, none of us asked for this, but there is a point where I have to go,
Yeah.
So anyway, they're saying Zoom dates or FaceTime. Yes, and there's another one out there. I forget the one that Alan suggested to me, but he is our friend Alan from Bananas at Large. Ding, ding.
Sure.
I can't believe I didn't bring my bell home. I only have one button, and I left it at the station.
Well, we didn't know this would last this long, you know.
Anyway, he's very high functioning. He runs a business and has two kids and a wife, and he seems to be able to juggle it all with grace. I, on the other hand, can do one thing at a time. It each one of those things causes me great stress. And so as he's like, oh, yeah, we're doing, I forget the app he uses, but he's doing a lot of those calls with letting the kids see their friends through these calls. Party line?
House party.
House party. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, there's little games and stuff you can play on there. Hooman loves that one because you know how Hooman loves freaking games and he's got this weird thing with games. He always wants to do a house party. I'm like, let's just Zoom. He went, oh, let's do a house party so we can have some games. I'm like, I don't want to play any effing games. I don't want to be like touching. I just want to sit here. Oh, leave me alone.
Yeah, I would think, you know, when you were saying you check in with Bryn daily because you find yourself bored, I'm surprised you aren't checking in with him. He's the one with no wife, no kids, no
responsibilities. I would, but he always wants to be on freaking House Party. I can't stand that app. I'm just like, oh, God. He just wants to play this. Like, it's called, like, tacos or guacamole or something. You know the one I'm talking about, Bryn? Does he make you play that one, too?
I haven't played that one, no. But I've played, like, charades with Nicole before, right? Like,
Yeah.
Oh.
You do that all the time?
You're probably really good because I feel like I'm playing charades with my youngest every day, trying to figure out what the hell she's talking about.
Well, I think it was like it was more Pictionary. Like,
oh, it was Pictionary.
Yeah. Oh, you draw something.
Like, Bryn would have a word, and then he would draw it, and I had to guess.
This is on House Party?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, next time Hooman forces me, I'll say, let's play Pictionary.
There you go.
Quick draw or whatever it is.
Sarah going for the Elliot from E.T. look with that hood?
It's just, it's so nice. Like, and you know how when your hair is wet, well, maybe you don't remember.
No, it's been a while, but I did have hair at one point.
But in the morning, it's like, you know, it's freezing in this house and John doesn't let anyone touch the thermostat. So I just, you know, when I have one with a hood, I'll pull it over and then, you know, you get used to it. It's like, oh, your head's a certain temperature. And when you take it off, it's like, it's chilly, you know? So sorry. I didn't know we were going to go on Instagram Live so many times. Plus, it's the same sweatshirt I was wearing yesterday, so. Oh, well.
Nice. For Sarah's ant problems, highly recommend Taro Liquid Ant Bait.
Yeah.
Totally works every time.
We're using that. It's, you know, it will, after, you know, you got to leave it there for 2 days and put up with the ants for 2 days, and then it works. But it's not, you know what used to really work was those Grant's ant steaks, and whatever poison they had in them must have got outlawed because they don't make them anymore.
Because
those worked. Those were like, I think that's why we have ant problems now. So they're like, ha ha, no more grants. Here we come. Yeah, your tarot thing. I just don't think it wipes out the whole herd. You know, I like to wipe out the whole herd or whatever they're called.
It sounds awful.
Farm.
I would actually be really bummed if I had that many ants in the house.
It's really, really, it's a huge bummer.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny, we put on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids for our kids this weekend. They also love Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Oh.
Yeah, we may get to that at some point, but.
Yeah. Make it last as long as you can, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that's the better of the two, but, you know, once they're bored, you can give them more of the same characters.
Yeah. We had a lot of ants, and we called Terminix. No more ants.
Yeah. I'm going to say something right now. Terminix, I'm sure you're fine, and I'm sure you work for some people. For over a year, we paid them whatever the monthly fee is to come out and spray and do the whole thing, and because we were having this ant thing. We have more ants now than we've ever had.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and we canceled them, I think, last month.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm like, this is ridiculous. It's not doing anything. If anything, it's driving them into the house.
Oh.
I'm sure Terminix works for many people.
Hi, S&V and
B.
And N. Don't forget N. Or do we call her D? Are we going with D
DJ.
Or do we go?
We go D or N? D?
I think DJ is good.
J? DJ N.
DJ.
Oh, that's your name. DJ Nick. DJ Nikki.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
My mom, Laura, is a longtime listener. She and I have been listening together and discussing daily for at least the last 15 years. And she'd been listening long before I became interested at age 12. Anyway, my stepdad passed away unexpectedly yesterday. And it would mean so much to her to hear that your thoughts are with her or you're thinking of her or something, anything. She listens to the podcast and is a few months behind. So in a few months, when she needs to be reminded that she's not alone and that we care about her, she could hear it from you. We think of you as our best friends and one of the constants in our lives that keep us connected. Thanks for keeping our spirits up, Katie.
Did she say Katie? Did she say her mom's name?
Yes, Laura.
Laura.
I'm so sorry. I know that that can... I've had that happen in my life, and there isn't anything good about it, but...
But losing a partner, too, I mean, that is just... Oh, the person that you lean on. I'm so sorry.
And for Katie, too, you know, when my dad passed away, my biggest concern and worry was my mom,
yes,
who was alive
right.
still. And that is very difficult. So I feel for both you, and we love you guys, and we hope that you're doing better now that you're hearing it 3 months later.
Right.
It's weird. But...
Oh, it's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened yesterday. Katie is so fresh for Katie.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Let's see here. Hey, S&V, I think I remember you all talking about briefly watching parts of Bleeps Creek. And I am absolutely telling you, if you need a heartwarming and funny TV show, you need to watch that. I've seen it, and it's good. It's good enough anyway.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't watched that. It's a little sitcom, and it stars the guy, the dad from American Pie and his real family.
Mm-hmm. Eugene Levy?
Yeah, and his kids are on it.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Levy, or I think it is
his son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's funny, and he's, you know, I don't know that he'll have a job outside of this one his dad's created for him, but I hope he does. He's pretty good. His, you know, comedic timing and all that.
Well, he got some Emmy nods, so that's good news for any show, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why they're called Unsolved Mysteries, Vinny. Thanks. I understand that. I just thought that they would go, they were unsolved for years, but now that there's a show being made about them, here's where we show you the great news. Mystery solved. They don't have them that way,
no.
They just put it out there and it ends with a thud.
But it took you, you know, six episodes to realize you were never going to get... It wasn't like a roundup at the end where, okay, and now here's the solution to all these unsolved mysteries.
They're fun to and they're tragic stories, but they're fun to follow through the storylines. They just don't have a satisfying
right.
ending.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Is that the theme music for Unsolved
Mysteries? I
used to
be terrified of this theme song here.
Well, it does sound sort of horror movie-esque.
Oh, it's so dissonant. That's... Oh. Is that the theme song for Unsolved Mysteries?
It was a theme song back in. I'm not sure if it's the new one. Let me look up the new version.
Did you say it was on Netflix, Vinny?
Mm-hmm.
It is. They dropped like six episodes on Netflix, and I plowed through all of them. Not one solution in any of them. No satisfaction for me. Although, like I said,
when I mentioned it
the first time... There's now stories coming up in the news.
It's really similar. Listen to it. It's updated. It's a modern take on the old Unsolved Mysteries. Oh, yeah. Nice. Okay.
I like it.
Me gusta mucho.
I work for a big name. This is from 916. I work for a big name hospital in Roseville, and employees here have a problem wearing masks because they say, hey, the president doesn't. Why should we? All right. Well,
Luckily the president has started wearing a mask. So now you guys can all effing wear masks. Okay. He put on a friggin' mask. And you know when he put it on first was when he went to a hospital. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Bunch of
idiots. Last month, my ex-husband and his mom, who is from Arizona, were all mocking us, scared Bay Area people, for wearing masks and laughing at us. Then Arizona's numbers blew up and they became a hotspot. Not so funny now, Arizona, huh?
Right. Well, listen, I don't want the joke to be on you, Florida and Arizona, and I don't want you to get it, and I certainly don't want my parents to get it. I do love those people. But man, I just sometimes as they're railing against it, I just think it would serve you effing right. I'm not wishing it on you, but Jesus. Quit it.
408 says, did Vinny ever watch the original Unsolved Mysteries? Obviously not. No, I didn't.
Well, maybe you'll go back now and watch more things that will have no resolution for you. You can't get satisfaction.
It worked fine on the Netflix because it's right there and easy access, but I know I will not go seek out the Unsolved Mysteries.
Forensic Files is also on Netflix, too. So.
Oh, they've got...
You'll like that. I know
Yeah,
like
a lot of
one.
Stuff, it seems like, is migrating over, you know? I wonder if... Or, you know, like whatever, their new seasons are going on there. I wonder if it's just more profitable for them or something.
408 is my people. 408 writes.
What do they say? People.
My husband said at the end of an episode of Unsolved Mysteries, what? It's not solved? Vinny's not alone. Ha 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 ha. Yep. You're my people. Thank you.
Yeah. Here's the title. We told you right up front, you know. Anderson, don't laugh.
It's sometimes not safe to put outgoing mail with checks in your home mailbox. We had mail stolen from there before, and someone tried to cash the check. Yeah, no. I thought that was widely known. I'm the only guy, I guess, that drives to the blue box that you can't get in to take stuff
turns
from.
Out you're not the only one. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I was repeatedly the victim of someone taking mail out of my box or stealing my packages, I'd probably change my ways. But until that happens, I'm sticking with it. It's really easy. I walk out the side door, pop it in, put up the flag, boom.
I've always known Vinny was weird, but seriously, driving to a blue box instead of just leaving it out, just drive to the post office at that point. That's where the blue box is. I drive to the blue box at the post office.
Oh, my God. And it's not getting delivered.
Well, it's my point in bringing it up is I think right now the pandemic has finally caught up with the USPS.
With the mail.
Like, they're just slower, and I'm not trying to make things harder for them as it is. They're underfunded and understaffed. Yeah. I just was mentioning it because I actually mail checks out and then I watch them. Like, I'm expecting you to cash that. Where is that? Why aren't you cashing it? What's wrong with you?
All right.
So, you know, the fact that it hasn't cashed has caught my attention, and I called them and said, what's up? You guys on vacation or what? She goes, no, I didn't get it. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right, well.
Oh, boy. So now what, are you going to stop check on it?
No, I'm going to just give it another week. I think it's just that they're backed up.
Maybe it's stuck in a crack in the blue box. Like, it dropped in at just the right angle and went
God,
and stuck
I
in the.
I don't think they built
maybe
those
it
with
did
cracks.
Maybe,
mail stealing cracks?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Just stuck in there. Like, the corner of it stuck. It could happen. Maybe someone put some gum in there. Huh? And now it's just stuck there. Huh? Yeah? What about that?
You know,
huh?
Maybe I noticed that UPS, the stuff I get from Amazon normally, some of them are going through USPS now, too, so I'm sure they're taking on a bigger
That
load.
Is true. You're
that
right.
That is true. Yep.
I have stuff coming where I've had something sent out, and it comes through the USPS. I like, wait, you offered it for free, and then you just pushed it onto the postal
Exactly.
service?
Exactly.
What the hell is that?
They're backed
free
up,
shipping
man.
Shouldn't mean that it's going to take 3 weeks. All right, fine.
No, it ain't
I guess
gonna be
I,
overnight.
Know,
that's for sure.
Well,
it's
fine,
free.
But you know, clearly my cheap someone ass still, needed to get with is, the program.
Yeah, someone still paid for the shipping on that.
Jesus, Vinny, pay your bills online like the rest of the world. I do. Most stuff is online. For example, my agent just wants it mailed to his office. That's what he wants.
Oh, I
fine. I'll mail
automatic
it to you.
Debit. That guy just takes what he wants out of my account.
And actually, I have found that I like that because it's categorized differently in my account because it's got a check number next to it. And so, come end of the year when it's time to balance, you know, figure these things out for tax purposes, they're easy to add up. So it's worked out. It's fine. Finn and Bryn, are you kidding me? With the we're not doing the mail topic anymore.
Oh,
we're
I think
on.
I like mail topic.
There's a lot
I
of
really
people.
Like
let's see here.
Has
the magic of Mill Valley in San Jose. We cannot leave mail or boxes in our mailbox; it would be stolen. So yeah, Mill Valley is a little jewel of
postal safety.
Right?
Who knew? I had no idea. I had it so good here in Mill Valley. I just thought it was, you know, conveniently located to a major city.
Yeah, I just
turns
never
out
it.
The mail. What's that?
I never experienced any theft or anything. I just never did that. I never. That,
well, why?
That.
How could you experience it when you've never? When you just
right.
you know you reject your mailbox? Like, why even?
No, I just
one?
Didn't know that was the purpose of that little flag and all that until you told me that those aren't deliveries.
What?
I grew up in the hood where you didn't have those stuff.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
So then. Now, maybe I can try it today. Maybe I'll
wow, that's,
send something
yeah, try it. See if it works. You know, maybe your post office guy doesn't know either. Like, what?
I've only
mail?
Ever heard of leaving envelopes out for the mail carrier to pick up, not packages. WTF, what if we all did that? Yeah, that's. I feel like the guy goes out with a
well,
truck full of mail.
Well, things would change if everyone did, but he picks up my, I'll have 20 packages out there sometimes. And I'm like, hey, want me to help you carry those? Because you're taking them.
Jeez, Clarky.
They're all right. Listen, I don't have to drive them. The only reason to go to the post office ever is if you didn't have a scale and a way to print postage at your house.
Vinny's, you know? Right. Something's up with the mail. I own a rental company and checks have been arriving that were postmarked 2 weeks earlier. Yeah, it's a trip. Oh, it's hilarious that you guys went on this mail tangent talking about the mail works for over 10 minutes. Yeah, I know. I didn't mean for that to happen. I killed the
they
whole
like
celebrity
it.
Trash break.
Oh, who cares about the celebrity trash? It's just dumb people doing dumb stuff. You don't care.
We got to number 6 of the Hot 100. It's
yeah, we made it halfway through the list. Who cares what the top 5 are? I mean, Jesus.
Vinny and Bryn are so hot talking about watermelon sugar. We love it. Yep.
Oh, great.
It is good stuff. Anyway, I am out of time. There's a ton more texts. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you, but do keep them coming. We like it.
We
Thank
sure
you.
Do. All right. See you in a minute for a goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, oh, good goodness. The sun just broke through here in Mill Valley.
I told
Valley.
You. What did
Magical
I tell
Mill
you?
Valley. You told me that it was going to be a nice summer day, and yeah. I believed you. I just couldn't, you know, usually I've got some sun by now. So it looks like it's spreading, the sunshine.
Nice.
So, look, have a happy hump day. Don't forget Jane is on later, but the station's on 24/7. Like, put it on radio.com or, you know, wherever you're listening to and just leave it on the whole day. That would be
as much as possible.
Super awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll see you back here. It'll be practically Friday by the time we get back here tomorrow on Thursday. It's Thursday. We'll see you then.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.